Welcome to Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T. Thank you for joining us on the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network. Now, here are your hosts, John Michael and Rafa Hernandez Brito.
And we do welcome you to another edition of Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T here on this Monday evening. I'm John, he's Rafa. What a couple of days here in Cleveland. A couple of head coaches are no longer. Hugh Jackson today of the Browns, and yesterday here in Cavalier country, Tyronn Lue was excused of his duties, and it's now Larry Drew who takes over the reins. Interesting situation as Cavs general manager Kobe Altman addressed the media today. We're going to give you a listen to all of that, actually, as this show progresses, but it's an 0-6 team. Situations like this in the NBA, when you get off to these rocky starts, are not all that uncommon, and the Cavs looking for a shakeup here with Larry Drew now taking over.
It's a different situation. First of all, John, hello to you and to everybody listening to us on Cavs HQ. It's a different situation between two teams in Cleveland. Let's stick to ours here for the time being. And you know, there's always going to be the comment or the opinion that it was too quick or this or that it may be it was fans have their opinions. And I think the situation from the message that we're going to hear from our general manager, Kobe Altman, who has had to make some difficult decisions along the way since he was named general manager of the team. I think the message was that we are obviously grateful and respect the ability as a coach for Tyronn Lue, who was the perfect person to come in back in January of 2016 to take over the reins of a team that was in first place and ended up winning the championship. But for the group that we have right now and for the goals of the organization, it just didn't seem to be a good fit. And I am, you know what? I am perfectly fine with that answer.
I still say that there's no way the Cavs are champions in 2016 without
Tyronn.
If Tyronn Lue doesn't take over for David Blatt. The lines of communication opened up beautifully. This team did what it needed to do.
Yes.
But as you mentioned, it is a wildly different makeup from that 2016 championship team to this team. And as Kobe Altman explained, and as we're going to listen to him explain, it was felt that fit is no longer there.
It's kind of like when you have professional veterans that are here to win a title, not that we're not competing for to win a title, but that's when you need a guy that is a player's coach that has been there through them, been through the same experiences and actually can relate to the players. Now you change the way to the shakeup that we have gone through from the summer when the season ended to where it was at training camp. And he was very clear as well, and I hate to get ahead of what general manager is going to say, because he was asked about why six games into the season and not before. And he was like, well, you know, it wouldn't have been fair to T. Lue to just assume that he wasn't going to be able to be the right person to lead this team. So I think when you have guys that need to be developed and when you have guys that need to be maybe shown the ropes of the way or the way the NBA is, you need a guy with experience. You need a guy who has been through different situations as a head coach, as an assistant. And Larry Drew, as you mentioned, will be taking the reins on that. And he's probably, you know, it's still a fill-out situation for the Cavs, but the organization strongly believes that Larry Drew is the person that will be the voice of the team going forward.
And Larry, earlier today at the Cleveland Clinic Court, said, this is my 30th season in pro basketball. He's been around
through many different situations.
I mean, yeah, in just about every single one. You know, he was and he has head coaching experience, 3 seasons with Atlanta, 1 with Milwaukee. Don't forget, last year, too, he assumed the reins when Tyronn Lue was
7-8
sick.
One
yeah,
I mean,
he had a really nice run with the Cavaliers last season, so it will be Larry Drew moving forward. We're going to step away. When we come back again, we're going to give you a listen to that press conference. It wasn't exactly a press conference.
I think it was just a matter of telling the fans and the faithful what the situation, why the decision was.
It was more of a press scrum,
yeah.
And it was Cavs general manager Kobe Altman. We'll listen to that when we come back right here on Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T.
Sure, I can own it. I definitely have an Instagram foodie thing. But the low-light camera on my new Samsung Galaxy S9 from AT&T is getting me a whole new world of likes and shares. Baskets of bread by candlelight, colorful fruit plates in full sun. One recent photo of popcorn shrimp was hailed as a masterpiece.
Come in and check out the camera and everything else on the new Samsung Galaxy S9 from AT&T. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. The dual aperture supports F1.5 mode and F2.4 mode. Dual aperture is installed on the rear camera.
Bring the family to Cavs basketball with the Levin Furniture Family Fun Pack.
Hill feeds Love wide open for a three.
Hey! Nailed it! Get four tickets and four fan meals starting at just $32.50 per ticket.
Sam Decker bothered by Tatum at the left point. Whoa, crossed him over. Decker to the basket. He banks it in. Oh, what a magnificent move by Sam Decker.
Get your family fun pack today at Cavs.com/offers. Four tickets and four fan meals starting at just $32.50 per ticket. Let's go, Cavs.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Elton John. Your last chance to see him live on tour. Saturday, November 3rd, Quicken Loans Arena. Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. Elton John and his band. All the hits in a spectacular new show. Saturday, November 3rd, Quicken Loans Arena. Tickets on sale now at Quicken Loans Arena Box Office, online at theqarena.com, or charged by phone. Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. Saturday, November 3rd, Quicken Loans Arena. Don't miss the last time to see Elton John live on tour. Produced by AEG Presents.
Back on Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T. Well, it was earlier today at Cleveland Clinic Courts where Cavs general manager Kobe Altman addressed the media. It wasn't really a press conference, Rafa. It was more of a scrum, a big scrum, as you might expect, as Kobe discussed the removal of Tyronn Lue as Cavs head coach and introduced Larry Drew as the man who will take over the reins moving forward. Again, isn't always the easiest of situations. It certainly wasn't earlier today, but Kobe came out to talk to the media, and we're going to take a long listen to that.
Let's go.
Let me start by saying, you know, yesterday was an incredibly difficult day for the franchise. It was an emotional day, obviously, because of what Coach Lue meant to this organization and our history here. I think we all owe Coach Lue a tremendous debt of gratitude for what he's accomplished here. He'll forever go down as a championship coach here for the city and for the franchise, and will always be remembered for that special run that we put together in 2016. And so I personally want to thank Coach Lue on behalf of the organization. We wish him the best. I think there's no doubt he'll be a head coach in this league again, and a successful one at that. And so we definitely want to thank Coach Lue for his work with us. I think the challenge of this year was we had a mix of veterans and young guys, and that's a complex situation. That's difficult, it didn't come together the way we envisioned, and we just didn't think Coach Lue was the right fit for this group, and so we wanted to go in a different direction. We wanted a different approach and a different voice. Right now, Larry Drew is going to be the voice for now for this team. But right now, it was my job to sort of right the ship and push us in the right direction. And so we had to make the decision. But again, it doesn't take anything away from what Coach Lue has done for us. And we appreciate him very much. So with that, I'll open it up.
Kobe, you said Ty wasn't the right guy right now. Why wasn't
he? I think it's a good question. I think it's a totally different group in terms of our personnel, different expectations, and just a different equation this year. And we set out to be competitive this year, and we weren't playing well at all. And I think we were all frustrated with our start and not accomplishing some of the goals we set out to do. And it just became evident to me that we had to sort of, again, start to have a new approach and sort of a different voice to try to right the ship.
Why do you believe that Mary Drew is a better fit for this group?
So I think that's going to unfold, but I do know how I feel about Larry. Larry, we're very, very fortunate to have him in the program because he's been in the NBA for such a long time, and he's accomplished a lot. He's been through a myriad of different situations as a head coach and as assistant, winning programs, losing programs. He's done a lot of different things for us and in this league, and so we're relying on him right now and his experience right now to push this thing forward. And so, yeah, that experience, I'm excited to work with him on that, just his knowledge. And so, yeah, we're going to rely on LD right now from his experience in the past.
I mean, this was a situation where you felt like you needed a change after six games, so early into the season. Mm-hmm. Why not make this move in the offseason?
That wouldn't have been fair for Coach Lou. That wouldn't have been fair for us. We wanted to give everyone an opportunity to work with this new group, and it just didn't come together the way we wanted to. And listen, like, it's incumbent on all of us. It's not on Coach Lou, just on Coach Lou. Like, we all have to be better. We all have to play better. The players have to play better. The staff has to be better. I have to be better. Because the one thing that we set out to do, and I spoke to you before, Chris, and we wanted to be competitive this year, and we haven't been. And so that's what we want to bring to the table every day, every night. And that remains unchanged. And so we needed to see that, and we haven't. And so I needed to go in a different direction.
You guys are 0-6 now. Kevin may be out a while. Have the priorities changed? Is this season about something different than it was when you came to camp?
Sure. I think that's evolving. And that's probably a week-to-week evaluation as I look at this team and I see us moving forward. But we haven't played our best basketball yet. And so I wanted to give ourselves a chance to actually play our best basketball and see what that looks like. But my job is to evaluate our talent level and make decisions, and that's going to evolve as the year goes on.
Was it 0-6 that caused this with Ty, or was there something else going on, maybe that you saw in practice, or just the way the team was being run?
Sure. I think it was a combination of things. One, we weren't playing well. I think we were very frustrated with our start. So there was an element of that. And then, you know, each group dynamic calls for something different. And this is a different group, and this needed a different voice for the goals that we wanted to achieve. And so I didn't want to string it out any longer. I don't think that would have been fair for Ty. I don't think that would have been fair for the organization. So when we made the decision, I made the decision after Saturday night's loss, and we went with it.
When you say a different voice, do you mean louder, more? I mean, I'm just kind of curious if you can pinpoint anything about the different voice.
Oh, I think Coach Larry Drew had a great practice today. I think we had more urgency and little things like our cuts to the basket and different execution and. It was a different voice today, and it was a different practice today. Will things change? I don't know yet. But I do know that it was good for the guys to see something and feel something different. And we'll see if that if that holds. And again, to Joe's question, I got to constantly be in evaluation mode and see what's going to be the right fit for this group.
You may have clarify anything about Larry Drew's situation. He's not the interim for the rest of the season?
So right now we're working through it with him and his representation. It's definitely an option that we're looking at in terms of him being here for the rest of the year. But we're working through it.
You may have answered this, but
Jason,
do you still think that this team can beat them in the playoffs?
That's a good question. I need to see us play better basketball first. I haven't seen us play. I can't point to one thing in this season that I'm really like optimistic about in terms of we do this really well. I need to see us compete at a level and play our best basketball before I can say that. But it's a good question. And it's a question that we sort of had as one of our goals of the season. We wanted to overachieve with this group, and we just haven't done that.
That was Cavs general manager Kobe Altman earlier today at Cleveland Clinic Courts addressing the media. Ralph, as we alluded to, again, you heard Kobe say it's a different-looking group. And we knew it would be a different group.
Different dynamic.
Right. It's not a veteran-laden bunch. And, you know, we had mentioned before, I don't think the Cavs win it in 2016 if Tyronn Lue doesn't take over. But it is so much different. We heard so much during the preseason about player development. And there's no question Larry Drew has been around some young teams, not just as a head coach, but as an assistant coach, and you kind of get the sense that played a pretty big role in making the move.
For sure, and the fact that to evaluate also the talent and the improvement, one of the things that I took from what Kobe said in this first half is the fact that he wasn't seeing us improving and the things that we have been, that we have the problems or the issues that we have had over the first six games. The improvement wasn't there. The playing hard, the competing. I think he mentioned we've been down by 16 in every game, or at least by 16 in every game. So again, this is not a judgment on T. Lou. It's more a judgment of what the organizational goals are for this season and for this group of players.
We're gonna pay some bills. We'll be back right after this. More Cavs general manager Kobe Altman and his media scrum today, right after this.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
The Cleveland Cavaliers and Budweiser present Bud's Night Out. Every Tuesday home game, get 2 tickets and 2 Budweisers for only $50.
Hey, nailed it!
Catch a game and catch up with your buddy over 2 ice-cold Buds for just $50. Go to Cavs.com/offers to get this great deal today. Must be 21 or over to purchase. Be the fight, Cleveland. Cavs.com/offers.
Come on, we're gonna be late for the Cavs game.
Just a sec. I gotta find my Ohio Edison bill before we go.
You need to do that right now?
Yeah, it's due tomorrow.
Man, you really have to get your head in the game. There's a way easier way to keep track of your bill.
How's that?
With e-billing from Ohio Edison, you can get reminders when your bill is due, pay it online, and even print out a copy right at home.
Well, aren't you the e-billing all-star?
Yeah, I am, and you can be one too.
How?
Just go to ohioedison.com/ebill to get started.
Looking for a different kind of mattress buying experience? Welcome to Levin Mattress. With more than 98 years of providing better sleep to our customers, Levin's commitment to quality, value, and service is unmatched. Plus, as the leading mattress retailer, Levin Mattress has all the top name brands crafted in the U.S. at the lowest prices guaranteed. Get the best selection and guaranteed lowest price on Tempur-Pedic and Serta iComfort with no interest financing. Shop our freestanding mattress stores or inside every Levin Furniture showroom.
Skip the country club prices and revel in the country club experience. Welcome to Stonewater Golf Club in Highland Heights, Ohio. This semi-private club is located only 20 minutes from downtown Cleveland. Great individual and corporate membership packages are now available for 2019. And if you join now for 2019, you play the rest of 2018 for just a cart fee. Stonewater Golf Club, discover a different type of club. Call us at 440-461-4653 or visit stonewatergolf.com.
Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland is a brewery in the heart of Ohio City serving up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer. Saucy believes that the glass is raised when quality comes first. That's why they have the best brewery tech in town, the finest German engineering available. Saucy Brew Works beer is designed to satisfy sip after sip or chug after chug. Your choice. Saucy Brew Works, 2885 Detroit Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Proud craft partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Back on Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T. I was thinking about some of those questions before the break, Rafa. Maybe you need a new voice. Maybe you're
do I need
too
to be
loud,
louder? Yeah. I need to be louder?
The Spanish
I think
community
with me, it's the
you.
Opposite.
He's like, I still enjoy when our seats are close enough that you're bleeding over the English broadcast.
It is. I need audio proof. I need audio proof.
In the background of our highlight, the English highlight.
I know. I never had audio proof about that, but the only time that I actually have heard that, seriously, that I bleed into your broadcast is in Boston this year for preseason. Your partner was in red form, in postseason form already. He's like, I don't want you in my ear.
Jim Jones does not like you to be in his space. Yeah. My partner needs his space. I respect that. Maybe I should be more like him. Keep you out of my space. On the other side of the break, we heard the first part of the media scrum from Cleveland Clinic Courts today. Cavs general manager Kobe Altman, he was taking questions, and let's listen to more of that.
I think it's interesting. I think we have a very, very unique unique and special times that we've been through. In my tenure alone, my first 2 years, we won the lottery twice and then went to the finals the next 4 years. So that's a pendulum swing of epic proportions. And for each one of those situations requires a different dynamic. And that's the way I can explain it. Same thing as this now. T. Lou is a great coach. And in the playoffs, even better. And he's proven that. This is a different situation and calls for a totally different approach. And I think that the different dynamics call for different approaches. And when LeBron came back, that was a different dynamic. We needed a different approach there. That was a sense of urgency, and that was a time to get to the top, the mountaintop. This is a totally different deal. And so that's how I can explain it. And I get the question for sure.
What approach does this situation call for?
So I want to, again, night in, night out, I want to compete. I want that to be our product. I want to compete. I want to get up and down the floor, and I want people to be excited to watch us. I also want there to be an element of player development and a focus on that and setting up players to be successful within a system. So that will be success for us moving forward.
Can you give an update on Kevin Love?
Sure. We're still working through sort of the diagnosis and what the best thing to do is. To be honest with you, we're unsure what we're going to do in terms of a timeline. Our doctors in-house have looked at this. We're actually going to consult with outside doctors as well to put together the best plan for him. It could be a number of games that he misses moving forward, or it could be sort of a short-term thing to try to manage it. But to be honest with you, we're going to figure that out in the next couple of days and then do a press release of that plan for Kevin. But this could be a number of games that he could miss.
Is it foot and toe effort?
It's foot, toe, it's soreness. I don't want to classify it. I'm not a doctor. But when we do release to you guys what it is, we'll be more specific and detailed. I said we all should be. And when we had the team meeting yesterday, I made sure to say this is not just on Coach Lou. It's on all of us. It's on the staff. It's on the players. We got to play better. We have to have a better sense of urgency. I agree. There should be a sense of responsibility there that we can't sustain a run, or we can't sustain momentum. We can't get multiple stops in a row. That has to stop, and we have to hold each other more accountable from everybody in the organization.
Did you have to take this to Dan? Did you have to sell Dan on the firing tie?
So no decision I make doesn't get made in a vacuum. So I consult my group. We go through our process. But this was my decision, one that I'll own. And it's one that I suggested to Dan, and he backed us on that.
Hey, Kobe, when you talk to the team, too, when you talk with the veterans who've been here and then player development, how did you direct your message to all of them? I guess veterans here, player development.
Sure.
Sure.
So first, it was, hey, I understand if you're upset. This is an emotional time. A number of us in that room have won a championship with Coach Lou. So that's going to be an emotional piece there that I wanted to acknowledge. And that was okay to be upset. And it's okay to feel a certain way about this. And it's okay to reach out to Lou after practice and show your gratitude. So there was that part of the meeting. And then the other part about it was just we have to be better. I'm not going to go into it with players of sort of our overarching goals in terms of this, this, and that. I just think we all need to be better, and we all need to play better, play harder, and more consistent. In terms of our overarching goals, I think that's a conversation that, you know, I'll have with Larry Drew moving forward, and what we want to accomplish as we continue on. But, you know, it's 95% of the season still left, and I keep saying I still think, and it's Jason's point, I think we need to play better basketball before I know what this looks like.
It was Cavs general manager Kobe Altman. He was addressing the media after the dismissal of former Cavs head coach Tyronn Lue. Embedded in there, Rafa, an injury report on Kevin Love. They're not sure. They're going to take it outside, get another opinion on Kevin, and we're going to find out hopefully shortly how long the Cavs' leading scorer will be on the shelf.
But it sounds like it's going to be a few games at least until they figure out what it's the diagnosis on Kev's injury on his foot. And hopefully that, you know, comes in and mixes into the fact that I liked all the work that, you know, that comes out of our general managers, you know, during the his scrum,
right?
You know, compete, play hard, exciting basketball, player development, and the fact, and we'll have a Cavalier legend later in the show, mm-hmm. so we can talk to him about the role the players are going to have to take on the on this new. This new season for the, basically it's a new season. It's only six games so far. So for the Cavs and the players, interesting times coming.
We'll step away. We'll have more of Cavs GM Kobe Altman's scrum in the second half. We'll also, as Rafa alluded to, have Cavalier legend Campy Russell along to join us right here on Cavs HQ presented by AT&T.
Sure, I can own it. I definitely have an Instagram foodie thing. But the low-light camera on my new Samsung Galaxy S9 from AT&T is getting me a whole new world of likes and shares. Baskets of bread by candlelight, colorful fruit plates in full sun. One recent photo of popcorn shrimp was hailed as a masterpiece.
Come in and check out the camera and everything else on the new Samsung Galaxy S9 from AT&T. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. The dual aperture supports F1 5 mode and F2 4 mode. Dual aperture is installed on the rear camera.
One night. The final tour.
Just take those old records off the shelf.
Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.
Thank you.
December 6th, Quicken Loans Arena. Special guest, Grand Funk Railroad. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com, TheQArena.com, or charge by phone. Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
The Cavaliers Team Shop is the only place to get the authentic Nike Cavs jerseys that feature the Goodyear wingfoot patch worn by the players.
Angles of the basket, beats Nance. Look out! As Nance once again hammers home a dunk.
Check out what's new at the Team Shop from Homage, New Era, Level Wear, and the official Nike On-Court collection. Shop online anytime at Cavs.com/shop to get exclusive gear that you won't find anywhere else.
New Kids on the Block, live, the mixtape tour. An incredible night of your mixtape favorites with Salt-N-Pepa, Tiffany, Debbie Gibson, and Naughty by Nature. Saturday, May 4th, Quicken Loans Arena. Tickets on sale now. Available online at theqarena.com and nkotv.com. New Kids on the Block.
We're back on Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T. In support of October's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, the Cleveland Cavaliers hosted their annual Breast Cancer Awareness Night on Wednesday, October 24th, when the team hosted the Brooklyn Nets. The Cavs were proud to have once again teamed up with the Cleveland Clinic and Coma Northeast Ohio to help educate fans and bring awareness to the worthy cause. Quicken Loans Arena was filled with a traditional breast cancer awareness color as the Cavs pinked the cube for the night. A special halftime presentation honored breast cancer survivors, fighters, and their families and friends. It certainly was special, certainly a sight to behold on Wednesday night. Cavs in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. We'll be right back with more Cavs HQ presented by AT&T, and we'll take more of a listen to Cavs General Manager Kobe Altman addressing the media earlier today from Cleveland Clinic Courts. We welcome you back to the second half of Cavs HQ presented by AT&T alongside Rafa Hernandez Brito. I'm John Michael. As we roll along, as you are aware by now, yesterday the Cavs relieved head coach Tyronn Lue of his duties. And Rafa, I don't think it matters. It matters a little bit, but it doesn't matter too much whether you're a veteran, whether you're a young player, whether you're staff, whether you have any role in the organization. This is never an easy thing to go through, and it's always interesting to see how particularly the players come out on the other side of these situations.
Not at all easy for anybody, obviously not at all for Kobe Altman, who had to make the decision. Not at all easy for the players, who have to take it as a referendum on them as well. Their performance out during this 0-6 start of the season, they have to get the message and what kind of role are they going to have to fulfill, what kind of role are they going to have to execute. Have they been doing everything that they can to help this team win? And obviously, you know, for the fans, it's a little difficult because there's something going on with the organization. But I think bottom line for everybody, member of the Cavs Nation, is that this front office and these players are still in it to win it in terms of competing, in terms of bringing an exciting brand of basketball. And if you don't think these changes are part of that, I think you're seriously mistaken, because the changes come because we are not comfortable to the way this season has started, and something had to happen. And I think it's better now than letting it roll when nothing's going to change. I think that's the worst mistake people can make, to expect things to change when you keep getting the same result.
And that's what Kobe Altman alluded to earlier. He said it would have been unfair to do this before the season began, but we can't let this thing get out of control. You know, if your goal is still to make the playoffs, you can't fall much further behind. I mean, or you know, it's almost at a tipping point right now. You know, dropping your first six, you already are in a bit of a hole. You need to get it going right away. You know, we talk about different players. How about Colin Sexton? I mean, 19 years of age, played one season at Alabama, gets picked eighth overall. He's still looking for his first NBA victory. He knew Tyronn Lue before he even went to college. Did Colin Sexton plays for Tyronn. Tyronn, of course, dismissed after six games. And earlier today at Cleveland Clinic Courts, Kobe Altman was asked about that.
Poor Colin, right? Like, he drafted him. LeBron's still here, and he leaves. And then I make the coaching he's getting a lesson in the NBA very, very fast. But listen, this is part of it. It's part of the business, and he has to roll with it. This is a kid that has incredible work ethic, that shows up every day and works. And so he controls what he can control, and that's a lesson that someone taught him very early on. He keeps his attitude, he keeps his work ethic, and it's the same guy every day. And so we're obviously excited to see how it unfolds for him this year, and we're just excited to see him get better game after game.
Do you see Coach Drew playing more of the young guys?
I think there'll be, again, and it's never was a young guy versus veteran guy thing. I think finding the right balance is key, and finding the right balance, and the veterans help us win. So it was never sit the veterans, and we still have Kevin, we still have G Hill, we still have Tristan, who's a veteran, who's won championships. I still want those guys to help our young guys and get better. Colin playing with George Hill is a combination that could be really good for Colin. And so I think our veterans still help us, and it's never been that. We got to find the right balance.
Kobe, what have you seen maybe behind the scenes that makes you believe you can't be better?
My talent level. Seeing these guys compete not only just for our team, but for teams in the past. And we had a pretty good preseason that I saw some good things, but I think we have a talent level that has underachieved this year.
Kobe, I was going to take that a different way. When you talk about competing, it doesn't sound to me like you're demanding wins. Like, you want to not be down by 16 in every game.
I wish I could demand wins. That'd be right. Awesome. Be awesome, like, if I could demand, demand wins. Just, like, no, but I'm talking about I think Chris put it in one of his articles. I think we've been down at least 16 points a game in every game we've been in. Is that competing? I don't know. But I think that we need to be having chances to win. And I think that with this team and this talent, we have a chance to win every night. And so, and notwithstanding Kevin's injury, right? So Kevin's a big part of that. And I understand that. But I think that this team out here has enough talent, enough veteran leadership that we can compete for wins. And so I'm not, you know, demanding wins is a tough thing to do. This is a hard business. This is a really tough league. We're demanding being better night in, night out in terms of competing and having the chance to win.
Curious, just parting ways with Ty, part ways with Damon as well. What one of the decisions was keeping the rest of the assistants on the staff?
Good question. I think, you know, a lot of that were made internal in terms of our evaluation and how we wanted to keep the staff in place. But this is a group that's been with us for a while and that's been very successful and has won a championship. And so I feel good about the staff that's in place right now.
So the shakeup has taken place, and it's not going to take long. Rafa Larry Drew will lead this club onto the floor at the Q tomorrow to take on the Atlanta Hawks. Tip is at 7 o'clock, and a chance to get in the win column.
And talk about having the opportunity to show that they really have a fight in them. This is a team that came in on a – what was it? Well, was it a season opener?
It was Sunday, 133-111.
So in both sides of the ball, we weren't really at it. You know, 22 threes, I think it was, that Atlanta hit that night. So our defensive effort in the perimeter wasn't there. You know, the rookie –
Trae Young
had an amazing shooting night.
In the third game of his career,
you have to give it to him, you know. And this is a team that came in winless to the Q. So this is the opportunity for the guys, to going back to talking about what the players can do to help Larry Drew, because nobody can do it alone here.
Yeah.
Not Kobe Altman, not Larry Drew, not the coaching staff or the players. It's a group effort. It's a team effort. Everybody have to do what they're supposed to do to help the team win.
I think it might tell you a lot. I mean, here's a team in the Hawks that came in. They're expected to be near the bottom of the pack in the Eastern Conference. They come in, home opener for the Cavs. They win by 22, right? And you're playing the same team that come in here, you know, let the Hawks come in here twice in October and beat the Cavs twice is something, obviously, that you don't want to happen. So I think it will be telling somewhat. It's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out. Again, tip is at 7 o'clock at the Q. The Huntington Tip-Off Show will begin right here at 6:30 on La Mega.
6:45. Anything goes.
I mean, anything goes. What do you guys get, shortchanged 15 minutes?
Well,
Take some of the pressure off you, though, because you do the whole – it's all Rafa all the time.
All the time, right? So
you lost Jose Calderon. You lost Andy Verde. Nobody else could take
everybody.
Nobody else could take any pressure off you.
The first one we lost was Coach Jordy.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
Jordy Fernandez, who's now with the Denver Nuggets. They come to town.
They come in on Thursday. That's going to be another. Speaking about tests, it's going to be every night, basically, for this unit.
The Cavs will take on the Hawks tomorrow. We'll take on the Nuggets on Thursday. We will take a break and welcome in Cavalier legend Campy Russell straight ahead right here on Cavs HQ.
Sure, I can own it. I definitely have an Instagram foodie thing. But the low-light camera on my new Samsung Galaxy S9 from AT&T is getting me a whole new world of likes and shares. Baskets of bread by candlelight, colorful fruit plates in full sun. One recent photo of popcorn shrimp was hailed as a masterpiece.
Come in and check out the camera and everything else on the new Samsung Galaxy S9 from AT&T. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. The dual aperture supports F1.5 mode and F2.4 mode. Dual aperture is installed on the rear camera.
Are you looking for a night out with friends or family? With exciting promotions, giveaways, and concession deals, there's something for everyone at the Cleveland Monsters game.
Sunday, November 4th at 5 p.m. is a Monsters Family Day presented by Castaway Bay as the first 2,500 kids age 12 and under receive a Castaway Bay Day Pass. And stick around for a post-game skate presented by Hoodak Dental.
For tickets, call 216-420-0000. Visit ClevelandMonsters.com or any Northern Ohio discount drug mart. Monsters Hockey, where players and fans come to play.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Having sold more than 100 million records worldwide, the iconic Cher returns. Here We Go Again Tour 2019, performing hits spanning her entire career. Quicken Loans Arena, February 6th. Get tickets now at theqarena.com. Cher, the album Dancing Queen, is available everywhere now. For more, visit Cher.com.
Bring the family to Cavs basketball with the Levin Furniture Family Fun Pack.
Hill feeds Love wide open for a three.
Hey! Nailed it! Get four tickets and four fan meals starting at just $32.50 per ticket.
Sam Decker bothered by Tatum at the left point. Whoa! Crossed him over. Decker to the basket. He banks it in. Oh, what a magnificent move by Sam Decker.
Get your family fun pack today at Cavs.com/offers. Four tickets and four fan meals starting at just $32.50 per ticket. Let's go, Cavs.
And we welcome you back to Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T. John Michael, Rafa Hernandez, Brito, and now Cavalier legend is Campy Russell. Camp, always good to see you.
Mason Blue.
John, is always good seeing you. And Rafa?
Mason Blue.
No doubt about it. Go Blue. But be careful now. You know where we are now, right? You know we're still in the state of Ohio.
He doesn't seem to understand that.
I know. I know where we are. We're undefeated. We're in the playoff right now, baby.
Undefeated. You forgot they're not undefeated. Like they lost.
Like Joe G will say, like, what do you mean we? Where's the mouse in your pocket?
Michigan, by the way, is not undefeated. They lost.
No undefeated, but they're in the
right. They lost to a certain school in Northern Indiana.
Yeah.
Beginning of the season, just in case you may have forgotten.
But they're behind. That school is behind in the ranking.
Oh, I see. No, they're not. Can't be. I have to say, since the Q transformation. For those who don't know, I mean, most don't. For those in the organization who don't know, Campy and I used to share an office, and it was an awesome office. It was huge. We had TVs all over the place. It was fantastic.
Right.
I mean, it was great, right?
And a door.
We shut the. That's what I mean. We shut the door. It's not
the only one that had an office with
not,
a door.
Not cubicles. At first, they said, "Oh, you're going to share offices." We both were like, "What?" Then when we saw it, we were like, "Oh, this is great. We're both going to be perfectly fine with that." But I missed you, man. We don't get to talk anymore, and the Q transformation's taking place. I don't know if we're going to be reunited when this is all said and done. It hurts.
Well, one thing for sure, you know, whether we are reunited or not.
Yes.
The beauty of this is the transformation itself.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You know, in terms of what has, the great job that has been done.
What's your favorite part so far that you've seen of the news?
Oh,
every time I come to the Q, I see a different.
I think the whole everything that we see internally. It's just so spectacular. I gotta say spectacular,
right?
Because you look at the what used to be the VIP club is now the Westfield club now. Just
I thought you were gonna say the Bacardi Ocho.
No. I wouldn't go there.
And I was gonna say we didn't get to see the VIP club. Apparently that's only for legends. So
VIP?
No, I don't know what that was.
It was on the fourth level, but it was beautiful. I mean,
Jones knows about it. You should just follow Jones.
It's a really nice spot now. I mean,
can I still say Jones sent me when I go up there?
No. You have to have a ticket now.
Oh, well, see,
if you don't have a ticket, you got
Jones
a problem.
Jones doesn't have to have a ticket. I know that.
No, I think the fact that he's a legend has a lot to do with it. You know,
you, Rafa, are not.
I'm a legend in the making.
You're a legend
in your own mind.
Right. Too
that's
easy.
That's because we were roommates.
Sharing office. I know. That's what I mean. I miss you.
Yeah.
So good to have you with us, Campy. Of course, change underway now for the Cavaliers after the 0-6 start. Larry Drew takes over. He will be leading this team moving forward. Certainly a capable head coach. He's been around this game as a player, as an assistant, as a head coach, in a bundle of different varieties, and he's going to be here to lead this team.
Well, to me, I have to say congratulations to the coach, you know, in terms of what he's going to bring, what Larry Drew will bring to this basketball team. The knowledge that you just talked about, his ability to teach and to teach on the spot, to teach while they're playing, I think is going to be huge for this basketball team going forward. Because as we all know, this is a young basketball team. Mm-hmm. It has a good mix in terms of some veteran players as well. But when you look at the youth that we have, I think it's important that they are taught, that they understand the reason behind whatever is being taught. Because when you understand the reason, then you have a better understanding of what is expected of you as a player. And the players can go out and play to the level that the coach wants them to play. So, to me, having a guy like, you know, the Coach Drew, I think that's going to speak volumes to the the development of these young players, and I think that's key.
You know, the key word also is change, and change is always good, but it's always difficult.
Yes.
And it's easy to be able to adapt. And when you talk about what Kobe Altman said this morning, you know, in his scrum to the minutes that he shared with the media and the fans, I think it was very important to hear also the message that it wasn't just about T. Lou why this wasn't working, or it wasn't just the players, it's everybody. And I think as a group, the players are probably at a moment where they really do need to come together, find their head, find their leader, and just figure out what is it that they have to do in terms of execution, in terms of putting in the work. Not that they weren't, but
right.
I mean, there's something that has to be said to the fact that there's a little work to be done there on that side.
Well, I think there's a little work to be done on all sides. And mm-hmm. I think everybody who has watched us over these last six games have seen that it's about our ability to defend, mm-hmm. our ability to get the kind of quality shots that we want to get during the course of the game. It's about our ability to go out and work and practice and then take that work ethic onto the court here at the Q or on the road. And having a better understanding of how hard you have to play. And I'm sure, you know, having Coach Drew here now, that he will definitely drive these guys in the right direction to get them to play at the level that they're capable of playing at this particular time, because there's still always room for growth. Mm-hmm. So as these guys grow.
For
everybody, right, exactly. So as these guys grow, I'm sure Coach is going to give them – he's going to put more and more on their plate. But Coach also understands that you have to take some small steps, but at the same time, you have to be able to come out and compete. And if you can compete, you give yourself a chance to win basketball games.
Let me ask you this, Gambi. Let's put the coaching stuff aside. Mm-hmm. I hear you say play hard, and I hear you say compete. From what you've seen throughout the first six games, is it a lack of execution, or is it more so, hey, let's get after it right now?
Well, to me, I think it comes down to a real thin line there.
Right.
You know, is a real slight line, but mm-hmm. I think the thing that you have to do when you start talking about playing hard, one, I think it starts with the defensive side. Mm-hmm. Meaning, I got to keep my man in front of me.
Right.
I cannot, give up my position. That's going to put everybody that's behind me in jeopardy. So that's the part of playing hard. Another part of the playing hard is just, you know, being able to sustain your effort, because we have seen this team play well.
Mm-hmm.
But then it become how long can you sustain that? And you can only sustain it from playing hard. The next guys come in, they play hard. They put it all out there. You keep guys in front of you. When the ball is changes in, you got to change ends. You can't stop and look around first. Your first instinct got to be,
yeah,
I got to get back and get to a man.
And I have noticed as well, you know, the six games, the sample I know is small, but there are things that are consistently happening that you have to be basically say, okay, this got to stop. And, you know, obviously we're not the type of team that is able to come down from a 15-point deficit, because we don't put points in bunches like we used to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that taking care of the ball is something that you always put as like keys to the game or keys mm-hmm. to victory. For this team to execute defensively, to execute that style of ball that we want to play, which is run and gun, but at the same time you need to run with control,
right,
because a lot of the mistakes that we have made is just really running with no breaks going that way, and then running one way, Campy, means you got to get back the other way just as fast.
Right. Well, all those are, you know, good points, but it just really just comes down to really just understanding what is needed to come together as a team. You know, because, you know, you can have a young team, which we do, and we can have this mix to put what we have, but you all have to have a meeting of the minds, and that you all have to play for each other. You can never think about what's good for me as an individual. It's got to be about the team. It's got to be about how can I help this team become better. And once you take on that attitude, I think it gives you an opportunity to get better as a team, come together as a team, and now things become almost natural for each other. And the plays that you're running, you're going to be executing them, not for your own shot, but to get somebody else's shot, to get everybody involved in the game.
You're
right. Yeah. Exactly. You know, all those things have to occur. And I'm sure that know, Coach Drew will be working in that direction to get this team to play harder, to teach them more, to have them understand exactly what is expected of them night in and night out, offensively and defensively.
Gabby, always good seeing you. Thanks for stopping by. Great stuff as always.
Thank you guys.
Let's get that win tomorrow.
Hey, you know something? We have another opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, but I think one thing you always have to understand in this league, every team is capable of winning games. It's just a matter of them going out and putting the effort out. But I would like to end it by this real simple is that I think everybody's still concentrating and looking at what we were in the past.
And that's part of the problem.
And,
yeah.
and that past is gone. You know, we're in a new era. We're in a new era of trying to develop these young guys and to still win games and be competitive in this league. So if we can keep that other, what was last year or the year before, away from this team and just allow this team to be who they are and to morph into what they want to be as a collective. And if they can do that, this team can definitely turn around.
Campy Russell, always a pleasure. We'll be back to wrap things up on Cavs HQ presented by AT&T right after this.
New Kids on the Block, live, the mixtape tour. An incredible night of your mixtape favorites with Salt-N-Pepa. Tiffany. Debbie Gibson. Only in my dreams. And Naughty by Nature. Saturday, May 4th, Quicken Loans Arena. Tickets on sale now. Available online at thecuearena.com and in KOTV.com. New Kids on the Block.
Looking for a different kind of mattress buying experience? Welcome to Levin Mattress. With more than 98 years of providing better sleep to our customers, Levin's commitment to quality, value, and service is unmatched. Plus, as the leading mattress retailer, Levin Mattress has all the top name brands crafted in the U.S. at the lowest prices guaranteed. Get the best selection and guaranteed lowest price on Tempur-Pedic and Serta iComfort with no interest financing. Shop our freestanding mattress stores or inside every Levin Furniture showroom.
Come on, we're going to be late to the Cavs game.
Just a sec. I got to find my illuminating company bill before we go.
You need to do that right now?
Yeah, it's due tomorrow.
Man, you really have to get your head in the game. There's a way easier way to keep track of your bill.
How's that?
With e-billing from the illuminating company, you can get reminders when your bill is due, pay it online, and even print out a copy right at home.
Well, aren't you the e-billing all-star?
Yeah, I am. And you can be one, too.
How?
Just go to illuminatingcompany.com/e-bill to get started.
Skip the country club prices and revel in the country club experience. Welcome to Stonewater Golf Club in Highland Heights, Ohio. This semi-private club is located only 20 minutes from downtown Cleveland. Great individual and corporate membership packages are now available for 2019. And if you join now for 2019, you play the rest of 2018 for just a cart fee. Stonewater Golf Club, discover a different type of club. Call us at 440-461-4653 or visit stonewatergolf.com.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit dominionenergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
The Cavaliers Team Shop is the only place to get the authentic Nike Cavs jerseys that feature the Goodyear wingfoot patch worn by the players.
Angles of the basket, feet, Nance, look out! As Nance, once again, hammers home a dunk!
Check out what's new at the Team Shop from Homage, New Era, Levelware, and the official Nike On-Court Collection. Shop online anytime at cavs.com/shop to get exclusive gear that you won't find anywhere else.
And we're back to close up shop on Cavs HQ. All right, win time tomorrow, Rafa. Win time for the Cavaliers. All right? Time to get off the mat. Time to get in the win column. Hawks tomorrow, 7 o'clock at the Q. Get your tickets at Cavs.com. And if you can't come to the game, check us out on the English side right here on the Cavs Radio Network. Spanish side, La Mega.
La Mega 87.7. And that person who is responsible for inventing the slogan "Be the Fight," mm-hmm. should be feeling pretty well about it, because tomorrow night they got to bring and be the fight.
Larry Drew will be at the helm for the Cavaliers. Yes. The Cavs get set to take on the Hawks.
You lose your speaking of me losing my sideline. You lose your pregame interview.
We're not sure. We don't know what we're going to do with that yet. We have 24 hours.
Okay. Oh, you have a lot more power than I do to be able to pull that off. So.
Yeah, we'll see what we're going to do. 24 hours to figure it out. Larry Drew, one of the best. Obviously, we've been talking to him for years as an assistant coach. Tomorrow, he will lead the Cavaliers into that ball game against the Atlanta Hawks. For Rafa, I'm John. Great to have you with us throughout this past hour. We'll talk to you next week on Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T.
Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland, is a brewery in the heart of Ohio City serving up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer. Saucy believes that the glass is raised when quality comes first. That's why they have the best brewery tech in town, the finest German engineering available. Saucy Brew Works beer is designed to satisfy sip after sip or chug after chug. Your choice. Saucy Brew Works, 2885 Detroit Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Proud craft partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
One night. The final tour.
Just take those old records off the shelf.
Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.
Thank you.
December 6th, Quicken Loans Arena. Special guest, Grand Funk Railroad. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com, TheQArena.com, or charge by phone. Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.